Doctors who treat bowel cancer say the disease is drastically underfunded compared with other cancers. In a report released by Bowel Cancer Australia today, five leading oncologists say there's a big unmet need for new therapies and research. Bowel cancer is deadlier than breast cancer, but it gets nowhere near the same amount of government research funding. Bridget Brennan reports.
Melbourne woman Stephanie Drake had just turned 28 years old when she found out she had bowel cancer in 2013. She's been undergoing a gruelling treatment regime for the last 2 years.
I went into hospital with stomach pains and I had a tumour blocking my large bowel and it had also spread to my liver. So since then I've been undergoing chemo. I've also had an operation on my bowel. I've had some radiation and at the moment just continuing chemo, and that's pretty much, I think, what I'll be doing for the foreseeable future.
Associate Professor Peter Gibbs treats people with advanced bowel cancer. He's a medical oncologist at the Royal Melbourne Hospital and he's co-authored a report released today by the advocacy body Bowel Cancer Australia.
Colorectal cancer is the second most common cancer that we see and the second leading cause of cancer deaths. But we as cancer specialists feel it doesn't get the due recognition that it deserves. Traditionally, bowel cancer has unfortunately been quite a neglected cancer. There's other cancers that are much more high profile.
Associate Professor Gibbs believes that federal government data clearly shows there are inequities in cancer funding. He says in the last 8 years, $31.5 million has been spent on breast care nurses, $7 million for prostate cancer support services, and nothing for bowel cancer specialist support.
If you look at the research funding allocated for bowel cancer, both from Cancer Australia, from the NHMRC, from other sources as well, it fares very badly. Often a third or less of funding's received for bowel cancer research compared to other major cancer types.
Over the last decade, the report says bowel cancer researchers received 40% less funding than those studying breast cancer, which has a higher survival rate. In a statement, the National Health and Medical Research Council says bowel cancer applications have actually been historically more successful in the last 5 years than breast or prostate cancer applications. A spokeswoman says the council has simply received significantly less applications for research on bowel cancer. Stephanie Drake, who is living with the cancer, is hoping for new treatments, and she also wants a national awareness campaign targeting people of all ages.
The majority of the fortnight I feel okay, so it's easy to think that I'll keep feeling okay, but I mean eventually I sort of think if another treatment doesn't come along, or, you know, preferably a cure, you know, I don't know how long it will, you know, obviously it's in the back of my mind that it's going to be, you know, you can't, well, I don't know for sure, but you probably can't, you know, live to your 70 with, you know, going on having chemo every fortnight and things. It's really common, and especially among young people, I would never have even considered it. And there's not really much media attention or anything about it either. You know, you don't want to have people running off to the doctors every 2 seconds, but at the same time, just for people to be aware if they do have symptoms, that there is a possibility that it could be bowel cancer.
Bowel cancer sufferer Stephanie Drake, ending Bridget Brennan's report.